Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roy Blunt Jr. has one correct answer, Peter. Faith Saley has two. Morocco has four.
Roy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill-in-the-blank. A Justice Department investigation said Wednesday that Attorney General Eric Holder did not know about the failed gun-running operation known as blank.
Fast and Furious.
Right. On Thursday, a California judge denied an actress's request to remove the controversial blank video from YouTube.
The Innocence of Muslims.
Yes, the one. After reviewing his birth certificate documentation, Kansas announced this week it would include blank's name on presidential ballots in November.
Barack Obama.
Yeah. A British man was hauled into court for making his neighbor's lives a living hell by refusing to blank.
Lower his voice.
Refusing to stop blasting power ballads from his stereo. For the 12th straight year, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett took the number one and two spots on Forbes' list of America's blanks to people.
Wealthiest.
Right. Zookeepers at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. announced the surprise birth of a baby blank.
A little koala bear.
A panda.
Oh. Gee.
The Twisted Root Burger Company in Dallas is complimenting customers in an unusual way for offering discounts for blanking.
The Twisted Root Burger
Company.
Company. For being able to say the name of the company without throwing up.
No.
No.
For having a good butt.
Oh, yeah.
Good news, you get a discount on your check for having a nice butt if your waiter decides that you do. Bad news, it's just a 2-cent discount. It's one of several unusual discounts they offer. Patrons warn that recipients of the best butt discount won't get that discount for long if they keep eating at the Twisted Root Burger Company. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 4 correct answers. Ooh. For 8 more points. He now has 9 points. Ooh. And Roy has the lead.
Well done. All right. Faith, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, after a 7-day strike, teachers in blank public schools returned to classrooms.
Chicago.
Yes, Tim Pawlenty announced on Thursday that he is resigning as co-chairman of blank's national campaign to take a position as a lobbyist.
Mitt Romney.
Yes. Secretary of State Clinton said Thursday she is forming a panel to investigate the attack on the consulate in blank.
Libya.
Right. On Wednesday, congressional analysts said that 6 million people might face tax penalties for not having blank insurance.
Health.
Right. Police in York, Pennsylvania are searching for a vandal with poor spelling who painted the word blank on a woman's car.
B-T-I-C-H?
So close. We'll give it to you. It was Bickth.
Oh.
Because of a security problem, the German government asked its citizens to stop using the web browser blank.
Internet Explorer.
Yes. The CDC announced this week that children are at risk of high blood pressure for eating as much blank as adults.
Cholesterol?
No, salt. In an operation known as Operation Last Call, 18 employees at JFK Airport were arrested for blanking.
Getting drunk?
Oh, no.
I love that.
For stealing over 100,000 tiny airplane liquor bottles. You know those tiny bottles?
Same thing.
You know, well, they didn't drink them. Those tiny bottles are great for sneaking booze into concerts or for holding in your hand and pretending you're an alcoholic giant. Yo ho ho. The employees allegedly planned to sell them in the black market or maybe set up rollicking speakeasies in dollhouses. Carl, how did Faith do?
Faith had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Faith has taken the lead.
Very well done. All right.
It's all you.
How many, then, does Mo need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
That's a tall order. Here we go. Faith did well. Let's see if you can do as well. This is for the game, Mo. Fill in the blank. Police arrested 185 protesters blocking the New York Stock Exchange on the first anniversary of blank.
The Occupy Wall Street protest movement.
On Monday, President Obama issued an unfair trade complaint against blank, saying it improperly subsidizes the export of auto parts.
China.
Right. Apple said this week that pre-sales for the new blank reached 2 million in just one day.
It's the iPhone 5.
Indeed it is. A court-appointed trustee announced Thursday that another $2.5 billion will be returned to victims of blank's Ponzi scheme.
Madoff.
Mm-hmm. Because of a labor dispute with pilots, blank said it was canceling 300 flights this week.
Oh, is that JetBlue?
No,
it's American. American. It's American.
Carl, what do you think? You can give that one? All right, you got it.
Sorry, okay.
In an effort to tackle voter fraud, voters in Texas are receiving letters asking them if they are blank.
Letters went out to voters asking them if they were alive.
In fact, you are right.
Okay.
77,000 people got letters asking them if they were in fact dead. If they were alive, they could send a letter back or call up a special dead voter hotline and just breathe into it. Now,
how do zombies vote?
That's a good question. Undead voters are upset about being disenfranchised, and zombie organizers are trying to make sure that their voters shamble to the polls. Carl, did Mo do well enough to win?
He did. He had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. So with 18 points, Mo rocked it. He's district champion.
Well done. He dominated that.